title, we sample old school DNB vocal texture with Jungle Swing and Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's build one of the most addictive old school jungle tricks in a clean, modern Live 12 workflow, turning a clean vocal phrase into a swung, gritty, resampled texture that feels like it came off a 90s DAT but it still sits in a tight, modern mix. The focus today is automation. Not just one filter sweep, we're going to automate pitch, filtering, reverb throws, and gating, so the vocal becomes a moving rhythmic layer that locks into Jungle Swing. Before we touch any effects, set the environment, set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 176. I like 174 for this. Now open the groove pool. Load a swing groove, MPC style or any swing 16 type groove. Set timing around 55 to 65. Keep random low, like 0 to 10. Velocity swing can beat a little, maybe 0 to 15. Especially if you're going to trigger slices with MIDI. And here's the mindset. Jungle Swing is usually subtle. If you overdo it, the whole track starts to lurch. The swing should feel like the hats and ghosts are leaning late, while the main spine of the beat stays solid. Make a super quick drum guide. Nothing fancy. Kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. Add 16th hats, and apply the groove to the hats and any ghost percussion. Keep kick and snare pretty straight. This drum guide matters because we're designing the vocal texture to the pocket, not to the grid. That's the difference between cool chops and this feels like a record. Now pick a vocal, 1 to 4 seconds is perfect. A shout, a spoken phrase, even a radio line. Drop it onto an audio track and turn warp on. Here's the old school approach. We'll build two layers. One is tight and rhythmic, the other is washed and ghostly. For the tight layer, start with warp mode set to beats. Beats mode is great because it keeps transients snappy when you start chopping. Set preserve to transients so syllables stay punchy. Later, for the ghost layer, we'll use texture mode because that grainy stretch is instant jungle atmosphere. Now let's slice it like a sampler. Right-click the vocal clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients if the phrase has clear syllables. If it's too smooth and live isn't catching enough slices, slice by 1/8 as a backup. Make sure warp slices is on. You'll get a drum rack full of slices. This is where the groove really comes alive, because now your vocal is playable like drums. Create a 1-bar or 2-bar MIDI clip. Program a call and response rhythm. Aim for offbeats and little 16th note pickups. And leave space. Jungle vocal chops breathe. If every gap is filled, it starts sounding like a demo loop instead of a performance. Now apply your groove to that MIDI clip. Adjust the groove timing amount until it starts to skip in a satisfying way. You want swing that feels like it's pulling you forward, not timing that sounds mistaken. Next, the sound of the chops will make them feel sampled without destroying clarity. On the output of the drum rack, or directly on the slice track, build a simple stock chain. First, auto filter. Set it to LP24. Start your cutoff somewhere around 2 to 6 kHz depending on how bright the vocal is. Add a little resonance, maybe 10 to 25%, just enough to give it character. Second, saturator. Put it on analog clip. Drive it 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. This is one of the fastest ways to get that sampled bite without things going painfully harsh. Optional but very on theme. Redux. Use it lightly. Downsample around 2 to 8. Bit reduction barely, like 0 to 3. The point is texture, not wreckage. If you go too far, you'll flatten the transients and the vocal will stop cutting through a busy DNB mix. Then drum bus. Drive somewhere in the 5 to 20 range depending on how aggressive you want it. Crunch low, 0 to 10. Usually leave boom off for vocals, unless you specifically want a weird low thump. And use the transients control to keep syllables punchy. Finally, EQ 8. High pass around 120 to 200 Hz so this doesn't fight your sub, and low mids. If it's biting your face, dip a little around 2.5 to 4.5 kHz. Cool. Now we automate. This is the actual lesson. Think of automation on 3x scales. Micro is per hit. That stuff like clip gain accents or slice volume variations. Meso is per bar. That's filter shapes and gate depth. Macro is over 8 or 16 bars, like opening the ghost layer or widening the stereo. If you do those three layers, the texture stops feeling like one loop repeating forever. Automation lane 1. The talking filter. Go to auto filter and automate the cutoff in little gestures. 1/8 note or 1/4 note moves are perfect. For example, start the bar darker, like 1.5 kHz, then open up to 6 or even 10 kHz on pickups and close it slightly around snare hits so the snare still feels like the loudest transient. Then automate resonance occasionally for quack stabs. Just quick spikes, like jumping to 25 to 40% on one syllable here and there. Don't do it every hit. The trick is to make it feel performed. A really reliable D&B trick: do one exaggerated filter move every two bars. That makes the loop feel like it's being resampled and tweaked live. Automation Lang 2. Reverb throws. Classic rave technique. Create a return track. Put hybrid reverb on it. Choose an algorithmic hall or plate. Decay around 2.5 to 6 seconds. Pre-delay 15 to 35 milliseconds so the dry syllable hits first and stays intelligible. High cut the reverb around 6 to 10 kHz. After the reverb, put EQ 8 and high pass it around 200 to 400 hertz. This is not optional in drum and bass. Reverb low-end mud is how you lose bass clarity and snare punch. Now go back to the vocal chops track and automate the send to that reverb. Keep it basically off most of the time, then spike it for just one word, or the end of a phrase. You can jump from minus infinity to around minus 8 to minus 3 dB for an eighth note to a quarter note. That move alone instantly says old school. It sounds like the engineer rode the send on a mixer. Automation Lane 3. Pitch drops and tape moments. Option 1 is clip transposition. If you're working with audio clips or slices, you can automate transpose for quick dips. Try minus 2 to minus 7 semitones at the end of a phrase for that dark pull. Tiny up pitches, like plus 1 to plus 3, can build tension right before a fill. Option 2, shifter. Add shifter set to pitch mode and automate the pitch parameter for smooth swoops. This is great for rewinds and turnarounds because it feels continuous rather than stepped. The teaching note here: pitch automation works best at phrase boundaries. If you're pitching every single hit randomly, the ear stops believing it's a sample performance and starts hearing it as an effect. Automation Lane 4. Gating that inherits swing. Add gate. You can use it just to chop tails, or you can sidechain it so the rhythm comes from another track. Here's the fun jungle move. Create a ghost trigger. A muted hat doing shuffled 16ths. Apply your groove to that hat pattern. Now sidechain the gate on the vocal to that ghost trigger. Suddenly, your vocal tail is being rhythmically carved by the same swing source as your hats. Set gate so it's fast. Floor at minus infinity for a hard chop, or around minus 12 dB for a softer, breathing gate. Adjust threshold until it's musical. And one important caution: make sure the swing is coming from one master source. If you groove the hats heavily, and also groove the vocal MIDI heavily, and also manually nudge hits, the pocket smears. Choose your main driver. You can groove both hats and vocal, but keep one of them subtle. Now, layer B. The ghost layer. Duplicate the slice track, or resample layer A first and duplicate the audio. For the ghost layer, we're aiming for smeared, wide, atmospheric energy behind the drums. Put hybrid reverb on it, heavier than you think. Decay 6 to 12 seconds. Wet around 20 to 45%, or even full wet if you want pure wash. Then auto filter. Try band pass or low pass. Somewhere between 300 Hz and 3 kHz is a good starting region, because it gives you mid-range haze without spitting too much top end. Add erosion for airy grit. Noise mode. Frequency around 4 to 10 kHz. Amount low. 0.2 to 1.5. You want air that sounds dusty, not fizz that hurts. Then utility. Widen it. Width 120 to 160%. Pull the gain down so it sits behind the drums, and mentally keep layer A more center and tight, and layer B wider. That stereo contrast is a big part of the perceived depth. Now automate the ghost layer filter cut off slowly over 8 to 16 bars. Open it up into the drop, then slam it shut at the drop if you want impact, or do the reverse if you want the drop to feel drier and more aggressive. At this point, you've got a moving two-layer system. Now we do the most 1996 but efficient step: resampling. Create a new audio track called Vocal Resample. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Record four bars of your chopped layer plus ghost layer together. Or record them separately if you want more mix control later. Either way, consolidate the recording into a clean clip, so it's one solid piece of audio you can treat like a sample. Now treat that resampled clip like jungle would treat anything. Mess with warp again. Set warp to beats. Change preserve between transients and 1/16 to change the feel. Duplicate the clip and reverse tiny regions for ear candy. Even just reversing the last quarter note before a transition can create a rewind hint. If you want to rewind fake without stopping the transport, do this. Take the last quarter note before the transition, duplicate it, reverse just that little bit, fade it in quickly, hard fade out, and automate a quick pitch dive only during that reversed moment. It reads like rewind energy without killing momentum. Now let's place it in a simple D&B arrangement so it actually functions in a track. Bars 1 to 16. Intro. Use mostly the ghost layer, filtered drums, and slow automation. You can do an air opening move, start bandpassed and narrow, then gradually widen and brighten. Add one short reverb throw at the end of every fourth bar for structure. Bar 17 to 32. Drop support. Bring in the tight resampled chops, but keep them sparse. One or two chops per bar is plenty. Make them answer the snare rather than sitting on top of it. Every four bars, do one feature moment, a pitch dip plus a reverb throw, or a resonant filter stab on a single whir. And right before a transition, try the mute trick that DJs love, two beats before the drop. Automate layer of volume to near silence. Leave layer B barely audible, high passed and wide. Then slam layer A back on the downbeat. It feels like a cut, but the track never goes empty. Quick common mistakes to avoid while you work. Don't swing the kick and snare too much. Anchor those. Twing lives in hats, ghosts, and the vocal chops. Don't drown everything in redux early. If you want heady crunch, automate it for moments or keep it in parallel. Always high pass your reverb return. Mud is the enemy of rolling bass and clean snares. And watch chop placement. If the vocal hits exactly on the snare transient constantly, you'll smear impact. Aim for pickups and offbeats.